Trump Gaza, number one.
Hello, fellow Americans. Well, my father used to tell me never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. And yes, I'm talking to you. Not generalizing. I'm going to keep a very small percentage of Americans out. But how do you feel, Americans, about making America great again? Yes, because nothing makes your country great again than bulldozing mass graves and celebrating that for Gaza, right? And pinning a Trump Tower. You know, I do have a question. Why don't you take care of your own problems? School shootings, for example. The promiscuity and filth that you call democracy, and you think you're gonna bring democracy with F-16 jets to other countries. For example, if you just cure a little bit, because you really are dumb people, you don't even know where other countries are. I'm sure that majority of you don't know where Gaza is, but you're cheering because that's the American dream. You cannot afford your own surgeries because, you know, your medical system and hospitals and insurance is very expensive. And when somebody like Luigi is coming, you're just putting him in prison. But when Benzoin Milekovsky, Netanyahu, a war criminal, you're cheering in Congress. Well, this video is not going to shock me. I mean, I was in outrage when I saw kids being butchered by your weapons and by your tax dollars, and you're doing nothing. I mean, have you seen your streets full of junkies? But all your money are going to the greatest ally, Israel, right? Imagine somebody's coming and doing the same video about your land. Oh, your land. You took it from indigenous people, but your planes are falling from the sky. I don't think your government cares. And your cities are being burned by wildfires. And guess how much money they allocated for you? Very tiny bit. Because the rest is going to butcher children. But you're so easy to be manipulated, only with one video. And creating your democracy to elect your own dictators. You have so many associations for veterans with PTSD. Where did they get the PTSD from? When they killed 1 million people in Iraq? To say, oopsie, no weapons of mass destruction was a mistake. In Yemen, in Vietnam, where? Are you complaining right now because the only balls you have left are your eyeballs? You have no freedom to choose. You're fighting the wars of butchers and money. And you cannot fix your own problems. And you think you're great when you're just a bully with a weapon, with no general culture, with nothing. And you think we are surprised by those videos? We're just seeing the downfall of making America great again. Continue. You're going on a good path.